South Lancaster, Sabbath, October 25th, 1890. I have had a very restless night. I labored hard Friday afternoon, coming at 2:30 and continuing my labors until sundown. The Lord blessed me indeed. The Lord removed the pain in my heart. The Lord gave me peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Although I was quite sick in the night, I did not lose my faith. I did not allow the enemy to beat off my hold from Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord, I obtained some hours of rest before daybreak. I am weak this morning. Arose at 5:00 and sought the Lord in prayer, and I am comforted and blessed. My life seems to be a continual battle with infirmities, but the Lord strengthens me to bear my testimony for Him. He helpeth my infirmities. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. And when so very weak that it seems impossible for me to speak, He makes me courageous and strong and joyful. He imparts His Spirit and His life that I can impart the same to others and comfort them with the consolation wherewith I am comforted. My son Willie White spoke this forenoon, giving a very profitable talk to the youth and for the benefit of the students at the academy. His way of presenting these subjects seems to reach the hearts of the youth. Our ministering brethren urged Willie to speak. Much against his will, he consented. I believe this is what he ought to do, rather than to be a businessman, even as correspondent for foreign missions, foreign missions secretary. I spoke in the afternoon with special freedom. The house was full. I again made the call for volunteers in the Lord's army. I begged that souls would leave the black banner of the powers of darkness, the black banner of Satan, and stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. 5 seats were filled. Many were seeking the Lord for the first time. A large number were students from the school. What a precious sight! If there is joy in heaven in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth, what joy must there be in heaven over more than a score of souls coming to Jesus? This was a very solemn scene, and many hearts in the congregation were deeply moved. There was unmistakable evidence that the presence of the Lord Jesus was in the meeting. When we bowed for prayer, Brother Farnsworth, Brother Robinson, Brother Farman, and myself prayed, and we all had a spirit of earnest intercession, not only for those who were seeking the Lord, but for the whole congregation, and especially for the ministers.